From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI says shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee are being handled as an act of terrorism. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said it was premature to speculate about why the gunman, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, killed four Marines and wounded several other people at two military centers on Thursday. Reinhold told reporters that agents are looking at Abdulaziz's recent travel.
As far as the travel, we're exploring when and where he traveled. I don't want to go into too much detail to that time frame until our partners overseas had an opportunity to conduct their portion of the investigation.
Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog on Monday that said, "Life is short and bitter." Meanwhile, more than 1,000 people, including members of Chattanooga's Muslim community, attended a special memorial service Friday night in Chattanooga. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister on Friday as the United States continued efforts to sell the Iran nuclear deal to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said while all options remain on the table, Mr. Obama wants a diplomatic solution.
The military option on the part of the United States is one that continues to be available, but the more effective way, the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is through principled diplomacy, an agreement structured exactly like this one.
The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and six world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council. This is VOA News. Ukrainians marked the first anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight MH17 by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country Friday. People brought flowers, toys, and paper planes with messages to the Dutch embassy, where the Dutch flag was flying at half-staff. The majority of the nearly 300 people killed on the plane were Dutch nationals. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a solemn ceremony marked the anniversary. Evert van Zijtveld is a member of the MH17 Aviation Disaster Foundation who lost family members on the flight.
It's good to remember. We forget our last one, of course, never. But this disaster should never be forgotten by anybody.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called the downing of MH17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny any responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. At least 40 people have been killed in a car bombing at a town in Diyala Province, Iraq, one of the Islamic State's deadliest attacks since it took over parts of the country. Police and medical authorities say the bombing in the town of Khan Beni Saad was so powerful it knocked down several buildings. Many of the dead were gathered at a marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Islamic State said in a statement issued on Twitter that the attack was to avenge the killing of Sunni Muslims in the northern Iraqi town of Hawija. It said that the suicide car bomber was carrying nearly 3 tons of explosives. Iraqi officials declared victory over Islamic State in Diyala earlier this year after security forces and Shiite paramilitaries drove them out of towns and villages there. President Obama met with the oldest living U.S. military veteran at the White House on Friday. Emma Didlake is 110 years old and served with distinction during World War II. She was a private during the course of her service with the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. Mr. Obama said that Didlake personifies the dedication of military veterans.
It's a great reminder of not only the sacrifices that the greatest generation made on our behalf, but also the kind of trailblazing that our women veterans made, African-American veterans who helped to integrate our armed services. We are very, very proud of them, and that's why we got to make sure we do right by them.
Didlake was in Washington as part of a special flight to visit the World War II Memorial. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.